Is college the best route to success? Many of us think it is, but the truth is that rising tuition and a lack of practical skills taught at most four-year colleges has left some 40% of American graduates underemployed and debt-ridden. So what can be done? How about a true apprenticeship system, as we see in some other countries? That's the idea championed by Ryan Craig in the new book, Apprentice Nation: How the Earn and Learn Alternative to Higher Education Will Create a Stronger and Fairer America. Ryan is a managing director at Achieve Partners, a venture capital and private equity firm, and a co-founder of Apprenticeships for America, a national nonprofit dedicated to scaling apprenticeships across the U.S. economy. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
I'm Ryan Craig, author of the new book, Apprentice Nation. The song of the summer was a song by a new Virginia singer-songwriter named Oliver Anthony. Richmond north of Richmond went like this. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay. Young men putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, because all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. While some try to appropriate it as a conservative anthem, Anthony was very clear. It's not conservative or liberal. This is a song about people on the outside trying to get in, trying to get good jobs, and they just can't. One reason is that college isn't working as well as we'd like. College graduates are increasingly underemployed. About 40% of college grads find themselves underemployed after graduation, which means they earn less, and which means that they're likely to be more likely to be underemployed 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later. One reason is that college is continuing to prepare students for the good jobs of the last century, preparing them on cognitive skills, critical thinking skills, communication skills, all of which are important. And back in the 1960s or 1980s, they were good enough to get jobs like working in the advertising agency profiled in Mad Men, or working in the law firm profiled in LA Law. But unfortunately today, the skills employers are seeking are very digital. Platform skills like Salesforce and Workday, digital skills like cybersecurity and coding. These are skills that are increasingly specified in job descriptions for good entry-level jobs that college graduates are having a hard time getting because colleges aren't training on those programs. If you look at what colleges are doing, the academic programs they're offering are very similar to what they offered 20, 30, 50 years ago even. And they're being taught by faculty who have PhDs, which means they've probably never worked outside of higher education. Colleges and universities still focus on rankings that are based almost entirely on inputs, not on outputs like placement or employment. And there's a lack of accountability, both internally to boards of trustees who don't ask the right questions, as well as externally to accreditors who aren't focused on issues like placement and employment and how much graduates are making. Meanwhile, policymakers continue to throw billions of dollars at colleges and universities. The Biden administration just made income-driven student loan repayment much more generous to the tune of $475 billion. The administration's also continuing to pursue blanket student loan forgiveness. Meanwhile, states, when they have surpluses, continue to throw excess money at colleges and universities. Last year, California increased spending by $600 million. What's missing, in my view, is a clear alternative to college that America can rally around. The second point is that apprenticeship is the obvious alternative to college. It's the only alternative that truly levels the playing field for people of all backgrounds. Why? Because an apprenticeship is a full-time job that pays a living wage from day one, with built-in training, with built-in career paths, and built-in pay increases as apprentices become more productive. The return on investment for governments, for employers, and especially for workers who aren't paying tuition but being paid, so the ROI is effectively infinite, is remarkable. Apprenticeships are more important than ever because the digital skills that employers are looking for and can't find are actually harder to learn in a classroom than they are by doing. And not only with respect to the skills gap, but the experience gap. Apprenticeships are the only pathway that address the experience gap by actually providing experience. And the experience gap is growing. 38.4% of entry-level jobs are now asking for at least 3 years of experience, which means they're not entry-level. And the experience gap is about to get wider as AI performs many of the menial skills that entry-level workers have performed historically. So think about your first job. I'd bet that probably half of the work you were doing in your first 6 to 12 months was probably fairly menial. Going forward, most of that work is going to be performed by AI, which is going to lead employers to expect entry-level workers to perform higher value activities, and those activities will only be able to be performed with experience. The third point is that America is far behind every other developed country on apprenticeship. One reason for that is that when you think about apprenticeship, you probably think about plumbers or welders or roofers. And those are great jobs leading to great careers, but most parents would say, that's a great job for someone else's kid, not for their own kid. The state of apprenticeships in America is not pretty. There are 500,000 apprentices, which may sound like a lot, but represents only 0.3% of the workforce, and 70% of those apprentices are in construction trades. Compare that to the giants of Central Europe, Germany, Switzerland, Austria. They're at 10 to 15 times in terms of apprentices as a percentage of the workforce. The UK, Australia, and Canada are at 8 times the US. And in those countries, it's actually quite common to launch a career in financial services, healthcare, logistics, and tech through an apprenticeship without requiring a degree. So why is the US so far behind? Well, one reason is that launching an apprenticeship program is really hard. What does an employer need to do to launch an apprenticeship program? They need to hire or assign someone to run the program. They need to develop a whole recruiting program for apprentices. They need to ensure that there's on-the-job training. They need to ensure that there's the classroom training component of it, what's called related technical instruction. They need to deliver that. They need to pay for the training. They need to assign and pay mentors. They need to administer the program. They need to register the program with the Department of Labor. And then, most important, they need to be willing to hire and pay apprentices as they become more productive. And for most employers, hiring and paying wages to someone who's not going to be productive for a period of time is anathema. It's not in their DNA. So most employers are not willing to do this themselves. And when we look around the world, what we see is that where apprenticeships flourish, it's because there are intermediaries who are doing most of the work of setting up and running these apprenticeship programs. And that's in the US as well, where unions play this role in the construction trades. The fourth point is that other countries have already figured this out. In Germany, Germany does so well on apprenticeship because the intermediaries are actually written into law. Powerful, large chambers of commerce and unions run these programs for employers, and their role is written into statute, and they have the funding to do it. In the UK and Australia, they don't have comparable chambers of commerce and unions, but about 30 years ago, those countries decided to provide substantial funding for the cost of apprenticeship training, to the point that it incentivized thousands of organizations and companies to get into the business of setting up and running apprenticeship programs for employers. As a result, in both of those countries, there are over 1,000 intermediaries that are in the business of setting up and running apprenticeship programs and that knock on the doors of large and mid-sized employers offering to do so. That doesn't happen in the US. We don't have that. So we're intermediary poor in the US. One reason is the amount of funding we're providing. In the US, we governments, federal and state, spend over $500 billion a year subsidizing accredited colleges and universities. Compare that to what we spent on apprenticeship, which is under $400 million. So it's over a 1,000-to-1 ratio. If you compare a given apprentice with a college student and ask how much public support are those individuals getting, for every dollar received by the apprentice, the college student is getting $50. So I don't know whether the right ratio is 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 5-to-1, or 10-to-1, but it sure ain't 50-to-1 or 100-to-1. We are way out of balance compared to every other developed country on apprenticeship. The second reason is that we're funding it wrong. Even though we're spending more now on apprenticeships than we have in the past, the Department of Labor is using grants to try to pick winners. In picking winners, picking intermediaries who will actually create apprenticeship programs, the DOL doesn't recognize the difference between intermediaries that do a lot of the work that employers would need to do to set up their own apprenticeship programs and just a very little. As a result, almost all of the Department of Labor funding has gone to what I call low intervention intermediaries, like community colleges that leave most of the heavy lifting to employers who respectfully decline. What should we be doing on apprenticeships? We should be fully funding them like other countries, and we should be shifting from grants to formula-based funding, performance funding, what I call pay per apprentice, which will naturally advantage higher intervention intermediaries. formula funding is predictable. It's actually how we fund college today, with funding traveling with the student. And it's something that we should be able to get done because both Democrats and Republicans agree on it. The result of our broken system, though, if you look at the Department of Labor's database of registered apprenticeship programs, and you strip out all the construction-related programs, you'll find about 6,000 programs in what's called RAPIDS, the Registered Apprenticeship Partners Information Data System run by the Department of Labor. And I looked at them, and then I asked, well, how many of these programs actually are real apprenticeship programs hiring actual apprentices? And of those 6,000, only about 200 are. The rest of them are what I call paper apprenticeship programs. They exist only on paper. They're developed by workforce boards or community colleges that have used Department of Labor money to develop curriculum and register the program, but they don't actually hire apprentices. In fact, they're sitting on their hands waiting for an employer to come along looking to use their curriculum for their own apprenticeship program. But that's not how apprenticeship programs get built. So the fifth point I want to make is what an apprentice nation would look like. If you can imagine a robust ecosystem of thousands of intermediaries knocking on employer doors in every market, yielding tens of thousands of new apprenticeship programs in tech, healthcare, financial services, and then a useful federal database of all apprenticeship programs in all those sectors that are hiring apprentices, then we'd have a resource that guidance counselors in high schools could be able to use alongside college directories to direct high school students to earn and learn pathways in addition to tuition-based, debt-based pathways. And that's the vision of an apprentice nation: as many large-scale apprenticeship programs as we have colleges and universities. And an apprentice nation is going to help address another major problem, which is the cause of millions of people making poor decisions and achieving poor outcomes from our current college system. And that's what I call information asymmetry. Colleges know, or ought to know, what programs are not producing returns for students, but students have no earthly idea, especially young, inexperienced, unemployed, and underemployed job seekers. In that, it's kind of like selling used cars. The used car salesman knows a lot about the car that he's selling you, but the buyer really doesn't know. And that's kind of where we are on college today. And that's a result of this orthodoxy we have, that you go to high school first, then you go to college, and only then do you look for work. A much better pathway would be high school, and then you work a bit, hopefully with an earn and learn pathway, and then you decide which college program you should pursue. And if you did that, you'd gain work experience, you'd gain confidence that you're able to support yourself, you'd gain soft skills, and most important, you'd gain information and insight on your own interests and strengths. And you'd be able to make a better decision about what college program you wanted to apply to. It'd be more of a fair information fight. Becoming an apprentice nation would help renew the American dream. Unique among education and workforce development models, apprenticeships have the potential to unify the country. There may be no other way to reach dislocated and disaffected Americans who don't want a handout. They want work, but not dead-end work. They want work with an opportunity for advancement. When apprenticeship programs are found in every region of the country, providing paid points of entry into technology, healthcare, financial services, and other fast-growing sectors, when America has as many large-scale apprenticeship programs as colleges, education will look very different. It will be nation-altering and perhaps nation-saving. I'm Ryan Craig, author of Apprentice Nation. Hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Ryan. That was five big ideas from Apprentice Nation: how the earn and learn alternative to higher education will create a stronger and fairer America. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.